While for the last 35 years, a sign of spring in the Kenai Peninsula has been our young people's ideas on what they can do to improve the environment or care for a national disaster, better prepare our community for it. For the last 15 years, compliments of Alaska Communications, the Summer Heroes program has been in place where they recognize kids from all over the state who do something special or extraordinary or just helpful for their community. Again, I'm talking with Heather Maroon, who is the manager of corporate communications for Alaska Communications. And Heather, it's always a delight to talk to you because you know how I like to give recognition for the good things that our kids are doing. And you've been doing that now for 15 years. For folks who haven't been around that long, tell them about the program and how they can participate in nominating their favorite young person.
Thanks, Merrill. Alaska Communications is proud and excited to celebrate 15 years of Summer of Heroes. This is a program that our company does in collaboration with Boys and Girls Club, and it's a scholarship program for young people ages 6 through 18. And like you mentioned, we're looking for young people who are doing things to make their communities better. So this is not an academic scholarship. We're looking for young people who give back, help others, and share encouragement, overcome obstacles, all of those things. We really feel like being a hero is in the eye of the beholder, and that's what's great. We get to hear what the citizens of Alaska think about young people in their community.
And we've had some winners over the years from the Kenai Peninsula, haven't we, Heather?
We have had a lot, yes, including just this past year.
Oh, we got to tell Sarah's name.
Yeah, many of you will recognize the name Sarah Devald. The Devald family is a wonderful family based in Soldotna. Both daughters have received the Summer of Heroes scholarship. And last year we recognized Sarah. She has spent hundreds of hours and resources building wearable art that she has used to raise money for nonprofits, up to $400,000 raised so far. And what we really like is that she's proving that young people can truly do it all, the arts, the sciences, and advocacy.
And the designing and just the manufacturing. Anyone who hasn't seen her YouTube should definitely take a look at it, and you will be so impressed. Now, for other people, though, that aren't at that level, but these are also for ordinary kids that have just done some extraordinary or very heartfelt things. Is that right?
Absolutely. One young man comes to mind. A teenage boy from Thorn Bay a couple of years ago. We recognized him with this award because he was shoveling snow for elders, chopping wood for the elderly in his community, really helping people in ways that make a big impact in their life. And so we want to make sure that that you know we keep the criteria for the program very open-ended because we know that there's a lot of different ways young people can support others.
Sounds like it comes from the heart, service of the heart, not just academic service or financial need, and that's why I really love this program.
Yeah, I agree. And so start thinking about, there's plenty of time to nominate, start thinking about those young people in your community. Maybe you know someone, maybe you have heard of young people doing great things. We want to hear about them.
And I want to encourage people to do it now. You've heard the interview, you know somebody. Go to the website now because June 13th is the deadline. If I have that right, Heather, if they don't nominate by June 13th, they're going to have to wait for a whole other year to cycle around.
That's correct.
Okay, and the website again where they go to make the nomination?
AlaskaCommunications.com/Summer of Heroes.
Okay, and we'll look forward to talking to you about another winner, Heather. Thanks to Alaska Communications for doing this program. These kids, whether they're academic achievers or not, if it comes from the heart, they deserve recognition because they are indeed our future.
Thank you, Merrill.
Heather Maroon is the manager of corporate communications talking about the Summer of Heroes. Nominate your hero now. And I'm Merrill Sikorsky returning you to that heroic sound of KSRM.